There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube, Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I will consider running. Check them out, like I said, at tacticalholsters.com. Fresh off of his time in Nashville, Tennessee, at the NRA convention, we're joined again by Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. Good morning, sir.
Greetings, Bill, and a cock locked and ready to rock, Doc Freedom drenched hello and happy springtime to you and all my ballistically coefficient rock and roll blood brothers out there.
I always love the greetings. I always love
well,
the greetings.
Well, when in doubt, whip it out, brother. You know,
there you,
and
I do.
If you're going to play the only ballistically coefficient soundtrack in the world, I might as well come on and celebrate it with you.
Okay. I'm completely down with that. I've been spending most of the first segment reveling in the fact that in Garland, Texas, in the uniquely American Texan way, a 60-year-old cop stepped up against two supposedly dangerous desperado would-be terrorists who were going to gun down a bunch of cartoonists and dealt with them in a pure, I'm sure, a completely Nugent-approved way.
Well, you know, when in doubt, whip it out. I mean, that term seems to roll off my lips in a more consistent fashion these days. But, yes, he is a 60-year-old law enforcement veteran. A 37-year veteran of Texas law enforcement. I can't divulge any more information at this time. But this is an amazing situation. I'm sure you've delved into it, Bill. But it's worth repeating ad nauseum that here we got a couple of Olipukes, a couple of voodoo subhuman mongrels that decided to kill people over cartoons, mind you. I mean, you know, Alfred E. Newman and... and Michael Moore couldn't come up with anything dumber than that. And if that's not the epitome of dumb, I don't know what is. Point being that here is a cop who is doing security at a cartoon fest. And, of course, in America in 2015, we need armed security at cartoon events. Being that as it may, he pulled out his duty weapon. I'm going to get all the information about the caliber, the ammo he used, and his tactics. I'm going to be speaking with him shortly. But he took on two guys, when they're not AK-47s, they're SKS Kalashnikov semi-automatic runoffs. But the point is, in the tactical fury that is live fire shootout, he was able to kill two body armor wearing punks with his duty handgun and take them both out. Now, I'm guessing, I'm going to find out the details and I'll share it with you right away, Bill. But that means he had to go for headshots. And under those tactically demanding conditions, that's superior pistol craft. So a salute to those of us who keep and bear and know how to use them properly. And this guy is going to – and I'm going to get him a life supply of ammo, by the way.
I just got a new ammo sponsor, Ammunition Depot, and they carry your ammo.
Wait a minute. That's the name of my house.
Ammunition Depot.
By the way, greetings from the Uncle Ted Unlimited Ammo Depot.
There you go. There you go. I saw a picture of you at the NRA convention. It was you and one of my associates and John Lott and Ed Peruta. And when I saw you with Ed Peruta, I just got this insane notion of what it would have been like if Ed Peruta had been in on your interview with Piers Morgan. Well, if it had been you and Ed Peruta against Piers Morgan, that for me, that just made me smile.
Well, I'm a big fan of Overkill.
mean,
by the way, if you're outgunned, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
My point being is that, yes, the Piers Morgan thing, it was already unfair, me showing up not comatose.
Right.
That was just easy picking. But let's examine a number of things. Number one, the hero cop from Garland, Texas, had to take on two rifle-toting, and I'm sick and tired of everybody calling them assault weapons. No matter what they used that day, it would have been an assault weapon because they were assaulting people. My point is that I hope everyone listening, I know you're talking about preaching to the choir, but you cannot train too much. I have too much ammo, nobody ever said. And if I hear another Texan go, yeah, I got a gun, it's over there in my truck. And I know that we're not talking civilian conditioning here, but let's really stop and think what it would take under that firefight outrage to zero in from whatever distance he was. And I'm expecting it was not within 21 feet. I'm expecting he was a distance away. And he had to take the perps out with headshots. So I think we can all him and haw and celebrate and dance a jig of victory over the Alapukes at this point. But I think more importantly, a lesson must be learned. And that is the aim small, miss small discipline. It certainly is the mantra and the battle cry and the source of great quality of life for this old guitar player. But I train every day with my carry weapons. Did I mention weapons? A guy once asked me, Ted, do you carry a gun? And I go, no, I don't carry a gun, and I don't carry a bullet. But the point being is that lessons must be learned, especially on lock and load radio, and we've got to practice those aim small, miss small conditions that should have been learned at the Hollywood machine gun bank robbery, and in every instance where when good guys win, it's because they aim small, miss small. So we must practice and train diligently on an everyday basis that we possibly can.
Well, I agree with you. I've got something I carry around whenever I travel. I call it my ISIS welcome wagon bag. I'm completely revamping that. I want to give them a really good welcome if they show up.
Well, I've got a trained wild boar that goes on point when anybody carries their laundry on their head. And his name is Satchmo.
Satchmo.
This is a comedy show when I come on, right? I mean,
yeah,
we go from the most serious things in the world to just sheer outrage. And if you can't follow me, tune into another radio station because you might get hurt.
Yes, it's not for the really not for the faint at heart hanging out.
Not for the faint
at
heart, yes.
Not for the faint at heart. One of the things, let's see what the lovely Miss Linda. You're coming up May the 25th. You're going to be at the Waco Hippodrome for a special Evening with Ted Nugent event.
Yeah, there's so much going on. Yeah, I'm wrapping up. You know who Gary O'Neill is? Gary O'Neill is the author of American Warrior, a Vietnam Army Ranger Commando. Gary O'Neill. Everyone remember the name Gary O'Neill. The book is American Warrior. You got to get the book. You got to read it and see what American warriors are made out of. But I spend the day with him today. This is why I'm like I am, Bill. I hang out with the greatest human beings that ever walked the earth. And we will train and we will film some stuff for our Spirit of the Wild show. And again, thank everybody for making Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild the number one hunting show in the history of the world. God, are we humbled and honored by that. But yes, at the Waco Hippodrome, surrounded once again by law enforcement and military heroes, Waco Hippodrome, Memorial Day, May 25th, I will be bringing a guitar and just a solo performance showing the origins of my Freedom soundtrack, Rhythm and Blues Rock and Roll Nonstop since 1955, and emphasizing the imperative that we the people engage like never before with our elected employees and take this country back like we do here in Texas. And then, on the 30th of May, I will be supporting the great Carl Pittman running for Harris County Sheriff in Houston with the great Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Richard Mack. And then on the 31st, I'll be doing the Star Spangled Banner in Waco at the Indian Park on a Chris Kyle fundraising tribute. So, yeah, I'm
hang on for me. Boy. Hang on for me. We're going to cover all that.
Cool.
When we get back, Ted Nugent on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of thing I run. That's all there is to it. And that's all you need to know. Joined again by Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. I was going to ask you, is your carry gun, do you carry a Glock 20 on a daily basis?
I have for the last, I think, 26, 27 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're ready just with that one gun, just to deal with cars and bears and pretty much anything else.
It's designed for stopping charging Peterbilts, but, you know, obviously we exaggerate because why not? The 10mm, any handgun is minimal. I carried a Smith & Wesson Model 29 in the small of my back for about, 20 years, with no holster. I don't know. No wonder I hunch over. And I always had four speed loaders with me because I live on a ranch and I was always taking care of varmints and, just shooting all the time, which is why I'm pressing the phone hard against my only good ear speaking to you right now, Bill. I didn't wear hearing protection for a long time, but then I went to a Colt 1911, then I went to the Delta Elite in 10mm and fell in love with the 10mm. And I've carried every imaginable handgun, and I continue to do so, but I'm a big fan of the 10mm. I am absolutely convinced that high capacity is essential, and I always carry a belt full of spare magazines.
Yeah, and as far as I've shot two 10mm predominantly, and I actually found the steel one better shooting than the Glock. But
the Glock is a bastard. I mean, if you've been trained on good double action Smith & Wesson revolver triggers,
right?
Then you go to quality 1911. Frank Paris, God rest his soul, one of the original pin gun custom Smiths out of Detroit. He built some 1911 45 ACPs for me for carry and for bowling pin competition. And if you're used to that kind of trigger, the first time you pull back a Glock trigger, you want to throw it in the lake as a trot line device. But with training, with practice, and I wouldn't say these things to anyone, much less live on the Bill Frady Lock and Load radio show, if I didn't have witnesses and video footage to prove it. But I have killed many, many big game animals in excess of 100 yards. And I'm not talking spraying and praying. I practice every day on LaRue Tactical falling silhouette plates. I think they're about 20 inches high, maybe 8, 10 inches wide. And I train every day at 100-plus yards, even 200 yards, which I don't hit them very often. But yesterday, out of a 14 rounds in my magazine, I hit that falling steel LaRue Tactical reset silhouette. I hit it 12 times out of 14. I've killed many elk, zebra, eland, kudu, cape buffalo, American bison, huge hogs, deer, too many to mention, wild game with my 10mm using various Corban and double tap and all different kinds of ammunition. And there's something mystical about that 180-grain bullet coming out of a 10mm handgun, only about, I'm guessing, 1,300 feet a second or so average. And some of the lighter 135 Corbons and some of the lightweight double-tap, Mike McNutt is the master with his double-tap ammo in 10mm variants. And I'm telling you, when I hit that elk running at 110 yards on film, and I know the real ballisticians listening to us are going to write me off as a complete idiot and a liar when I tell you this, but on film, I hit him, I think it was a 150-grain Corban round, 110 yards paced off. In fact, Bobby Bohannon was filming, and he range-finded it. And I hit that galloping elk, one shot, right at the point of the shoulder, and you'd swear you hit him with a 375 H&H. He just literally bulldozed into the ground, and I can't explain why. The bullet stopped on the far ball joint, so it entered the left ball joint and went clean through the chest and was already, destroyed on the right shoulder ball joint, but it took him out like a big rifle would. So I can't explain how, and I'd have the elk testify, except that he's dead.
Dead. Probably consumed.
So I'm a huge fan of the 41 Magnum, and I'm a huge fan of a high-capacity semi-auto Glock 20 and a Glock 29 in 10mm, especially with the different types of 10mm loads that are coming out now. So I know that I am responsible I've been told this by my Glock friends, that I'm responsible for keeping the 10mm alive in that line. And I get, if you go to my Facebook, I don't know how you do it, Ted Nugent Facebook, Facebook Ted Nugent, whatever it is, and you'll see where thousands and thousands of people have bought 10mm and have fallen in love with them and adapted to the difficult and out-of-the-ordinary trigger pull of a Glock. But once you train with it, I'm telling you, it's a 100-yard sniper pistol.
Well, that's all I carry, is Glocks. My primary gun is a Glock 9mm of some type, but I have all four. Because if you can shoot one, you can shoot them all.
Sure, sure. Well, that's the great thing. And not only that, but I train on a daily basis with every imaginable handgun and rifle. And
I've seen video of you going to the range with, you take up the entire lid of a pickup truck bed lid with spreading the stuff out.
I've got my M4 machine gun down to a pretty good science. My record is 469 hogs. That's 469 hogs in one day with my M4 out of the helicopter. So everybody together now. We love you, Uncle Ted.
Well, was that on your ranch or did you go out and do some public service?
We did some public service. Actually, we work with the heli hunters and a bunch of different outfits, and it's turned into a huge industry, as I knew it would when I called Governor Perry and the Attorney General, then Greg Abbott, and had them legalize We the People, eradicating hogs and saving the wildlife, saving the environment, saving family ranches and farms, saving tax dollars. So once we legalized it, I got into it a lot, and I really, really enjoy it. Pigman and I hold the record for the most hogs killed in a single day from a helicopter using various weapons, but I like my M4 full auto. You don't need full auto, but since when was it a bill of needs?
Never been one. You're going to be doing something, and I want to give a shout-out. There's going to be a little lady there named Maggie Ball, but you're coming back to Nashville in August to do something with Charlie Daniels, and there's supposedly some little lady there that's also, I think, some sort of either a pistolero or a musical prodigy that's going to be playing with you guys. But that's going to be coming up, I think, August 12th in Nashville. It's going to be hosted by Sean Hannity and Storm Warren. That ought to be fun. This will be Charlie Daniels' 40th anniversary volunteer jam, benefiting military families, which I don't find that surprising. You would gravitate that way.
Well, Charlie Daniels is a great man. He's got a great band. You know, they fancy Charlie Daniels and his killer band consider themselves country. But let me let you in on a little secret, Bill. The Charlie Daniels band, just like the Toby Keith band, that's not a country band. Those are rhythm and blues guys.
These guys
are masters of their craft.
Yes, they are. You hang on for me. We'll be right back with Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I wonder, does Ted Nugent carry his Glock 20 in a G-Code?
Now, what they need to do is they need to write this down, my G-Code holster buddies. I've used every imaginable kind of holster. I'm going way back with Galco because I like the leather, but I also like the different various variants. And I carry the Glock 20 and a Glock 29, but they have a proprietary Crimson Trace laser that's a small unit mounted on the front of the trigger guard that is dead on all the way out to 100 yards. Well,
right.
I say with 4-inch. But, yeah, they would put together a holster that would handle that configuration. I'd be more than glad to test it and break it.
G-Code is one of those, it's a military thing. They sell primarily to the military. They've had two break. One was rolled over by an M1 tank, and the other one was on the drop leg rig of a guy that walked too close to an IED when it went off.
Well, I'm sure what they represent is the incredible forward motion and development, the R&D and the gun and sporting goods industry. My goodness, if you went to SHOT Show and you just fondled the various hardwares and the innovations that are continually expanding and being developed, I'm sure they represent that. So, yeah, this is the time to be a gunner, a shootist, because the quality of gear, the quality of weapons and hardware and accessories, and certainly the ammunition and the optics and everything, my God, this is the good old days for shooters.
Well, you'd probably like the G-Code guy. He's a former Marine, and he does everything sort of like you do, you know, all based on the military thing.
Well, yeah, I'm a militant kind of guy. In fact, I wanted to tell you, Bill, officially live on Bill Frady Lock and Load Radio, that I'm going to have Linda send you a copy of one of my love songs. It's called Raw Dogs and War Hogs. And all my separate by Chesty Fuller Blood Brothers love Raw Dogs and War Hogs. It's a battle cry song. And I think the guitar and the drum intro on that song would be perfect for Lock and Load bumper music and intro. I think it will get the ballistic soup going.
Well, if I have your permission to use it, I certainly will use
it. Yes, live on the Lock and Load radio today.
Just got license.
By authorization.
Very good. You have Linda send her that. Send me that. That is something I will definitely go with.
You know, I work with a lot of these Marines, like this Gary O'Neill, the author of American Warrior. He's not a U.S. Marine Corps hero, but he worked closely with all the different branches of the great military heroes of our U.S. Commando network. And I have nothing but sheer awe and reverence, not just respect, but absolute awe and reverence at what these the Marines and the sailors and the seamen and the airmen and the soldiers represent. And if my life glows, it's because, and my life does glow, by the way, I didn't invent effervescence, but I have perfected it. And it's because I get to hang with these superior human beings. And ultimately, my greatest quality of life outside of God, family, and country comes from the incredible blessing I have of training with these guys for the last, geez, it's been 40 years now. I started in the 1960s. These military heroes would seek me out because of the patriotic pulse of my music, shall we say, and they would hear my radio interviews, what I stood for, and what they were willing to die for. They were willing to die for what the Nugent family and your family and hardworking families represent in this country. So if I come off a little too cocky, it's because I've been embraced by the greatest people that ever lived. I mean, I get a call from Marcus Luttrell every once in a while, and I get to hang out today with Gary O'Neill and Bob Blevins, who was in Vietnam for over a dozen years. And these are the kind of guys I sat down with a survivor bill of the Bataan Death March, and we talked. I sat around a campfire with a World War II vet that was on Omaha Beach. You just don't get this from books. This is magic, exhilarating, fortifying authority from those boots and spirits on the ground that remind us all who are paying attention, freedom is not free. And what we owe these heroes of the military is to perform our we the people duties, our obligations to engage our elected employees and take this country back from the gun-running punks that are currently infesting our government.
Yeah, and it's I'm very much. What are you thinking of this election season? You got a couple of guys. You got Cruz Cruz, backed by Gun Owners of America.
I happen to know for a fact that everyone right now running on the Republican side, they're not all the best. They're none of them are perfect, but they're all so vastly, immeasurably superior than the Chicago community organizing idiot that we put in there because of guilt and feel-good dishonesty. Mike Huckabee is a great man. Ted Cruz is a great man. Scott Walker is a great man. Marco Rubio is a great man. These people, they represent we the people better than anything I've seen in the White House since Ronald Reagan. So I got to tell you, if we lose this one, we're going to get just what we deserve.
Yeah. When you look at this crowd, do you see anybody there that you think really truly gets it though?
Yeah,
I mean that's my question, and I'm looking so hard for that because
I think Ted Cruz gets it. I really do. I mean, when a guy comes right out and says we don't need IRS tax reform, we need to wipe the punks off the face of the map. We need to get them the hell out of here.
Yeah.
We need to shut down the IRS building. They're gangsters. They're thieves. It's a fraud. It's a scam. They're absolute. Lois Lerner is the IRS. Shame on them. Shame on her. Shame on our president. Shame on the fact that the judicial, legislative, and executive branches are supposed to be watchdogging over each other. There's supposed to be checks and balances between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Now they're one big gang.
One big gang.
Do I sound pissed off?
Just a little bit, but I'm going to get you more. I just want to ask you this question simply because I'm a veteran, and I saw this the other day, and this bothered me. We got 2 minutes from this point. You get 2 minutes. What did you think about the other day when they arrested that veteran who stopped the college idiots from stomping on the American flag?
Well, that's the upside-down world we live in. However, Bill, I got to tell you, the First Amendment is indeed sacred. And if you can have the U.S. military hating, you know, Baptists, whatever they are, some subhuman mongrel religion that spits on veterans, if they're allowed to do that, then certainly those that have fought for freedom have got to back off. And if someone is desecrating the American flag, I say good, let them. It identifies them as punks. It identifies them as subhuman mongrels. But that's what the First Amendment, like the Second Amendment, and all these unique American freedoms represent. Is sometimes it's distasteful, sometimes it's evil, sometimes it's rotten, but you have to back off, and you cannot assault someone because you disagree with them.
Can't disagree with that. You know, just from my standpoint, you know, when I was a Cold Warrior. When I was in, we thought the Soviet Union was serious. And there was a whole bunch of us over there keeping these idiots asleep. You know, they slept good at night because we were over there, because we were on the hill between them and the bad stuff. And
sure,
when they get out there and you know, I probably would have done the same thing. I agree with what you say. They have a right to be idiotic, no doubt about it. And I should be general about it.
Because I think it is a symbol of such disrespect for the heroes that have fought, the men and women who came home in bags and boxes with missing limbs and skin and eyeballs, who died for America. But you didn't die, you didn't sacrifice for the flag, you sacrificed for what it stands for. So if someone wants to show their subhuman mongrelness by desecrating the great symbol of freedom, the American flag, let the punks run wild. We cannot assault them because they're being evil and rotten. We have to let them do that. But all the heroes of the military, the good people of America, thank you sincerely. And if they go to TedNugent.com, they'll see how we give back every day.
We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Ted Nugent, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. I've got them a little homework, a special assignment coming up, and they're going to try to make something for Uncle Ted if I can get them to. My guest this hour from the Ted Nugent Nation, all things Nuge, you know, all that other good stuff, is Ted Nugent. You know, in that last segment, my listeners, I call them the ninjas, and they always like it when I go off on what they call the rant. And I think you just out-ranted me. That'll be one for the archives.
Well, I didn't invent the rant, but I have perfected it. You know,
there you go.
I'm 66 years old, 66 and a half years old, Bill. I've been clean and sober my entire life because I was raised by two loving parents who disciplined me and forced me,
yes,
and trained me and rewarded me for being the best that I can. I just got off the phone with my sister Kathy up in northern Michigan and my brother Jeff in New York and my brother John in Chicago. And if you met the Nugent family, my incredible wife Shemaine, all my kids, even my grandkids, my band, my crew, my Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild production team, my assistant Linda, my manager Doug Baker, everybody around me, Paul Wilson, if you met everybody around me, we have quite an army of hard-working, ass-kicking Americans. You would not find a negative hiccup. You would not find one excuse. You will find people with alarm clocks and the heart and soul and drive to be as productive and beneficial to their neighbors, their family, their fellow man, their great country, and the good Mother Earth that we possibly can on a daily basis. If we get pissed off, we don't burn down our neighborhoods. And if the cop tells us to pull over, we put our hands where they can see them, and we act politely, almost human, dare I say. The point being is that this world is upside down. We have a bad man in the White House. We have people who hate America running our country. And if we, the people, don't get our heads out of our collective asses and start taking back the country by demanding results from our elected employees, why isn't Lois Lerner in jail? Why isn't Eric Holder in jail? Why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Why isn't the president in jail? Brian Kerry is still dead.
Yeah, I found some stuff. I think right after The last time he came on the show, I had his big brother and big sister on the show, and the stuff they've done to the family. I mean, they sequestered his house off for 5 months after he died. Who does that? Who does that when a cop dies? When does the DOJ run in and on for any of the fallen police officer? When do they take over the house, take every gun he's got, take every computer he's got? When does that happen?
It's Planet of the Apes flew over the cuckoo's nest, clockwork day glow orange, and it's just a tragedy because the good people of America are so busy being productive that we don't have time to protest, but we damn well better make time to protest politely yet firmly to our elected employees. We want to know why Lois Lerner is not in prison. We want to know why Hillary Clinton can perform felonies and not be held accountable that you and I would be in prison for. It's absolutely, you know, the word, there's a military term, it's a three-syllable ditty, but I'll use the first two, cluster.
Yes.
It is a cluster blank going on in this country, and the punks in our government are laughing at we the people on an hourly basis. If you watch this president talking to David Letterman on what we need to do to stop Baltimore's and Ferguson, you'd want to throw up your lungs. The guy is clueless. Well, I take that back. He's not clueless. He's evil. He's rotten. He thinks we need to pay the looters to not loot. Somehow they can't stop at a help wanted sign and get a job like you and I can. BS. Cluster whack.
Right now in the chat room, they're wanting you to run for president. They'd like for you to consider me as your vice.
God help us all. Well, if the author of Wang Dang Sweet Poontang can actually out America those in our government, we are in dire straits. But, Bill, thank you for the opportunity to speak, and everybody listening out there, come to my Facebook. We have millions and millions of people. After I stated the obvious statistics and facts and common sense about Ferguson, I had 28 million Facebookers, because common sense and logic and truth can't be found in the media, can't be found in academia, and can't be found in our government. But you can find it at Ted Nugent's house every minute of every day. And to those who live truth, logic, common sense, and the American way out there, I salute you. But take time to pressure your elected officials to get this country back from the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats who think they're getting even with somebody by burning down their neighborhoods.
Listen, the next time you come on the show, I really wish you would not be quite, you know, don't hold back, okay?
Well,
don't be so introverted with me.
I've actually had fresh squeezed orange juice this morning. That's what it does to me. Actually,
okay.
I just came in from shooting. I was out there at the pistol range with my Labradors, and I was doing some chores. I threw out the oil that, well, I didn't throw it out. I put it in with their dinner. I gave it to the Labradors, but I dined on fresh bass fillets because in Texas, the bass on my lake are mine. I can keep them and eat them regardless of size or what type of time of year it is because we, the people in Texas, have already taken back our state. I recommend that everybody in Maryland and Massachusetts and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Delaware and Illinois and California, I recommend they take their states back.
Is that why you got a brother in Illinois and one brother in New York State?
Yes, I have a network of commandos.
You've got your own little cells out there, the Nugent cell, counterterror.
Yeah, we go where there's conflict. We don't like easygoing days, even though I'm spoiled here in Texas. But I still travel all the time. I had the greatest tour of my life last year. I'm having the time of my life right now because I wasn't at the Alamo, but I've got this.
Well, and you wear this well. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about it.
Well, you start whipping out that Raw Dogs and War Hogs guitar intro on your show, and you'll see that.
Well, you get Ollie. If I don't hear from Linda in the next 2 days or so, I'll go buy it.
There you go.
So give me permission. I'll just go buy it. As a matter of fact, don't tell Linda to send it. Let me buy it.
I think Raw Dogs and War Hogs, it might be on the Love Grenade. I think it's on Love Grenade, another collection of love songs from Uncle Ted.
There's nothing
I
like
my
better
last
than
record, is called Shut Up and Jam, and there's some songs on Shut Up and Jam that would make the ultimate guitar slamming bumper music for your show, and you have my permission to use them.
You heard that, didn't you, board operator? My board operator wants me to let you know that Stranglehold, Scott, thinks Stranglehold is the greatest song of all time.
He's correct.
There you go, Scott. You're right again.
Boy, remember the Baby Boom?
I do.
That was me. That's the soundtrack for the Baby Boom. It inspires breeding. If you play Stranglehold right now, this time of year, deer will immediately erupt into the rut. The breeding season just kicks off after about 4 seconds of my Gibson Birdland guitar lick, and I make no apologies whatsoever.
See, you know, based upon your love ballads, I would really love for, you know, to have had a Quasar camcorder back in the days when you were courting your wife and getting her to be Mrs. Nugent. I can only imagine how that must have gone. You probably wore what was then a very nice loincloth, right?
Actually, I did. It was a freshly killed badger that was still pulsating with the
pulsating,
the last vibrations of life. And you know, the 110-yard shot on the running elk with my Glock 20 was really spectacular. But until you've seen me charm Mrs. Nugent, you ain't seen nothing.
Well, I've seen Mrs. Nugent shoot her zebras or tiger striped AR-15. So.
Yes,
I would,
she is the shootist, yes.
Yeah, I would definitely. Yeah, anything happening to her would have to be charming, yeah.
If anyone questions my veracity or my sense of aliveness, just check out Mrs. Nugent. I mean, Shemaine is the queen of the forest. She is so good with her Matthews bow that as soon as she looks at it, I sharpen my knife because something's going to die. She is really an incredible woman. She's busy with charity work in Zumba down in Florida right now. But, yeah, I'm so proud of my family. I love my kids and my brothers and sisters, my amazing wife. I love all the people that work with me. They are such superior humanity. Linda's listening right now, and there's only one Linda Peterson. She does
a Julian
job at everything. Everybody in my life has a simple job description, and it's this. Yes, I can do that. That's our job description.
Folks, this has been one for the books. Uncle Ted, you hang on, please, if you will.
You got it, Bill. Thank you. Lock and load every day, 24/7, 365. If you're unarmed and helpless, you're unarmed and helpless. Have a nice death.
And we'll leave it at that, folks. Everybody stay safe. We'll do it again in 22 hours.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.